It is 6:30 in beautiful Barbados and the Eastern Caribbean. It is now time for the program Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. And the main host, Sluggy Dan, is on his way to the studio. But guess what, guys? I do have the co-host, the man himself, Lou the Bajan. Good evening, Lou. How are you doing, my friend?
Good evening, Ollie. I have seen good days. I have seen better days. I have seen worse days. But you know what? I'm living life. I'm a 23-year-old growing up, experience the highs and lows of life, and ultimately I know that life is a journey and it's not just about the single day, but look at the trajectory, and right now things are good, so cannot complain. Ollie, how are you?
Man, that sounds good to me, Lou. You know I'm gonna deflect. It's not about me at all. It's all about you guys. So tell me about your week. Tell me about what's been going on with you.
As some of you listeners may know, I do some journalism and content creation with News on the Go. So actually this week we went and recorded some content in town. We was asking the question of, do you think that adults should take the mental health of kids seriously? So we had some interesting discussions, and that is something, if you News on the Go, that you can find on Instagram or TikTok, News on the Go now. Find it, and that's something to look out for. But it was really interesting affair, and you know, nobody said no. Everyone said yes, Ollie. That was interesting.
What you want you to do for me, Lou, is just back up again. Just tell me, can you tell me that question again that you asked?
It is, do you think that adults should take the mental health of kids seriously?
Oh, tell us about the reactions.
As I said, the thing about it is, when I first heard the question, I was wondering if it would get any no's, but it had, the most interesting thing was everyone said yes, but the thing about it is not everyone is interested about being on the camera. So even though we had some interviews that was on camera, I actually had some interviews, conversations off camera with some people that didn't want to be on camera, but they had a lot to say. Mm-hmm. Even had this one woman, I was like, I remember I asked her three different things, you sure you don't want to be on videos? And the thing about it is this woman was talking about, one, not only was she, I can't remember exactly, I don't want to miss the thing, but she was different diversion and stuff like that, and then she also has a child with I don't want to say it because it was like she had a lot to say because she's the one that experienced it day to day, and she has some really good points that even I learned and stuff, but it's like I'm not experienced it, so I can't like relate. But this woman was really, really into it, and I think people like that live the experience are the ones that need to talk about it, because a lot of situations people come from angles that did not see it, but when you see somebody that lives it, for people they may be read the newspaper, but it's night and day, that's her child that she has to deal with, and all and it's so much that she goes through that most people won't know. And I think that's a good reflection of life, to show that you may not know what someone is going through, but it's like everyone has their own struggles, and we may not know what people are going through. There's be smiles on their face and stuff like that. And I feel if we are just more understanding of people and stop being so like judgmental. I know that's a very easy thing to say, hard thing to do, but I feel like if we at least have the thought of just be a bit more understanding that everybody is experiencing life. Once you wake up on this morning, you breathe, you have something. You have may have good problems, bad problems, but that's just life. And we are all humans experiencing stuff. So that was a bit deep. So I was
that's an interesting question that you were asking today. Mm-hmm. What do you think about mental health and how it affects children? That was the question, right?
Yes.
Because I remember 2 weeks ago, there was a young lady on the show when you were hosting for the last 2 weeks, the first week hosting. And we were asking some of the young people about what they felt about the situation in Barbados with the youth, etc. Now, you and I have been talking this week, so we're not going to get into what we were talking about, which is something that we didn't even get to discuss on the radio. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, you and I will get a chance to discuss that further at some point further down the line. Anyway, the young lady who was here 2 weeks ago, she was talking about the youth and what the youth deal with. And she made a very, very interesting point, because for me, at 50 years old, I came to Barbados, 84. There was one TV station. And I think at that time, one FM station. And as time went on, probably in the mid-90s or early 90s, we started to get other TV stations you had to pay for, etc. But basically, you grew up with one or two newspapers, one TV station, and a few radio stations. So your influence was based on that. Mm-hmm. And anything else, I guess, that your parents told you or that you learned from people coming into the island by aeroplane or boat, because there was no internet, right? Mm-hmm. So this young lady made a point 2 weeks ago that what's going on in the world is severely affecting her mental health. Mm-hmm. Because she says anytime she goes online, she's mm-hmm. seeing a lot of tragic and traumatic pictures and videos about wars and situations that are going on around the world. Mm-hmm. And she made the point that the youth of today are exposed to a lot more mm-hmm. than, let's say, I was at 50 years old, and let's say somebody was at 70 or 80 years old. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a very serious point that she made, and it leads into the question that you asked, what do adults think about the mental health of young children? So it's a very interesting question that you had there, mm-hmm. though.
Yeah, so a little more on that topic. It is not even for a lot of people, not what they think about it. A lot of people just don't know. It's like, how can you tell somebody, say that you have never seen a tiger in your life. And you tell somebody to describe it. Yes, now we are able to see, we watch videos and stuff like that. But if you have never experienced something, how can you have even an opinion about it? So it's not a question of what do you think, I think. It's more of education. With people, like, people just don't know. People, if you don't know, you don't know.
Right.
So I think it's just more about education and talking about issues. And here's what I will say as a young person that have experienced it in a sense. And I am going to say, because I have grown, in terms of my age, I born in 2000. So when I was like 8, that's when social media now start building up, like YouTube with stuff. So
that's right.
It wasn't as fixed in within society as it was now. So I grew up around the times where I went from, I still remember when it wasn't a thing, but I saw it become a thing, and I see it now, and I see how it impacts everyday life. So from my perspective, as someone that's grew up online, like I literally said that I grew up on YouTube. At one point in my life, I was doing 40 hours of watching videos on YouTube. Like, I literally grew up in this space.
40 hours a week?
A week. Yeah, so it's like, because I see it, I have a better understanding of how not to let it impact my life. But when you sit down and look at children, say someone born in, let's say 2015, that's 15 years after. By the time they were 5, Instagram was such a big thing. And even so, from young, children see their parents on these things. And it's like, from their first its perspective, everything is through a phone. So like, whereas other people grow up more have in-person experiences, for them, the online world is the world. Not something separate. That is the world. Like, if they don't have the phone, it's panic because they don't know what to do because it has been so ingrained. They got babies that are not even 12 months years old that know to swipe up on the phone in these days.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of stuff that people don't understand if you have not experienced it.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's just a case of people not taking in a lot more mm-hmm. into consideration. And it's a very interesting point that you said there, because, you know, I'm thinking children who were born in the last mm-hmm. 15 years or so, as you correctly said, mm-hmm. would have grew up in an environment where the majority of the adults were on their phones.
Yeah.
So basically all they're growing up and seeing is everybody on their phone. So it must be normal then for me mm-hmm. to get on my phone and be on my phone all day. Mm-hmm. So it's a very, very interesting point.
I can show you this. So this is something a lot of people don't think about, but here's this little fun fact. You remember back maybe in the 2010s where tablets were the rage, and always every child seemed to have a tablet. Mm-hmm. When you come home, the child gave a tablet. Now in COVID that went over. So it's like, you look at those people that from the 3-4 back in the day where their whole lives was on tablet, now they're teenagers. This is what they've been seeing. So it's,
well, I understand where you're coming from, Lou. The thing about it is, we've had some conversations this week, and when a child is growing up in this environment, when they see what's going on around them, it could be, it's normal for them. It's normal for them to see and just go straight into that practice of doing what's going on around them. And you made, you know, I'm not going to get into it now, Lou. Sluggy's on his way. We're going to be talking about Junior Monarch. But we mentioned something. We had a really good talk this week. We had a couple of talks, but there was one that we were talking about where the discussions we were recently having over the last 2 weeks about the youth, the crime and the violence, it was centered mainly around males, young men, right? Mm-hmm. And obviously, there are young ladies who are getting into situations in terms of violence and crime. Mm-hmm. But most of the conversations that we had, and in fact, indeed, most of the conversations these days in Barbados when it comes to the youth are about the males. Hmm. And we had a conversation this week, Lou, that I'm not going to get into, but I'm just going to, I'm going to mention it here. You mentioned internet came up and social media came up around 2008, right? Mm-hmm. So in terms of social media and interacting with each other, community-wise, mm-hmm. friends-wise, one of the first platforms was a platform called MySpace. Yeah. You ever heard of MySpace?
So I have heard of MySpace, but I came out right after MySpace was done, so I was on okay. that like all right, the cool, generation, cool. but yes.
No problem. Well, there was another one that was available to the public and a lot of youth got into, which was called High Five. Have you heard of High Five?
High Five.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, High Five is no longer High Five anymore. It's not. It doesn't go by that name, but the platform does exist still. Mm. And this is what we were talking about this week in terms of the females and the young females of Barbados. And as I said, Lou, we're not going to get into it in a deep way right now. Mm-hmm. But I think it's important that we do let Barbados know that not only is there a situation in Barbados with the young males and the young men of Barbados, there is a serious, serious situation with the females, young females of Barbados. And there's a lot of stuff that people are not, they're not saying, they're not talking about it, and it's right in front of their eyes. So I think at some point in time, somebody's going to have to talk about it, because it's not only what's going on with the young men in Barbados, it's the young ladies in Barbados. And that's why I asked you and our other two friends last week, if you had a girlfriend. Because for me, observing now in Barbados what's going on, not only with the youth, mm-hmm. not only with the youth, but with people my age, and people older than my age, it's not really, let's say, a romantic situation that's going on. It's more of a, how to put it, it's more of a beneficial relationship that's going on between men and women these days. And not only mature men and women, but young ladies especially. And I think that's something that I've been hearing all week, talk shows, news and everything. And still, there's so much more that we have to get to in Barbados. If we really want to come together and make this place a better place, there's so much more that's going on that we haven't even touched on. We've touched on young men, but ladies and gentlemen, there are also young ladies, young females in Barbados that are alive. And there is a situation, and there are situations that are going on with them that are very serious and that need to be discussed and need to be rectified. So, you know, hopefully another point in time, Lou, you and I will get a chance to sit down and have a chat with Barbados, a further, deeper chat, and hopefully we can get some solutions, you know?
Yeah.
So tell me what else is going on with your crop over. How are you finding the crop over this year so far? The music, social commentaries, and the soca songs, are you taking in any?
I'll be honest with you.
I love honesty.
No, because I have been very busy in terms of, well, news on the go, but I'm actually in the youth entrepreneurship scheme, entrepreneurial development training program. I just have that Monday, Thursdays, 5 to 8 at Sky Mall. So I've been doing that for the last month and a half because I'm actually here working on my own business to get off the ground. So I haven't had the time to take in the entertainment, but I'm glad you say that because I am working on some stuff. I am looking to bring out a newsletter. It's the first time I'm saying it. I can call it, I can't give it a name yet, but my apologies, but I am currently working on something that you can see very, very soon, Barbie. So if you're someone that likes to, especially in the creative industry, or if you just want to understand the way the online world works, because you see, Ollie, we live in an attention economy. So attention is new. Oh, look at the most, the richest companies, the Apples, the Amazons, the Googles. Before, the richest companies were the oil companies, but no, these world companies are the richest companies because ultimately the new oil is attention. Whoever has the attention, that where the money follows. So I have a person that grew up reading and looking and seeing this world. So it will be very soon where I take all this learning and bring it into at least weekly newsletter that that's all I can say for now. So if that sounded like something that you'd be interested in, look out for it. You know when that happens, I will come here on VOB and let you know. So yes, well, Barbados, you are in for a treat because the man, the myth, the legend has now walked into the studio. He just came off hot from the plane. Well, a little bit. He was here for a couple of days, but hot from the plane, taking that TV young people to go and showcase. It is the one and only Sluggy Dan. Talk to your people. This is your people. Let them hear your voice.
Yes, manners and respect, manners and respect, chat, everything sounding nice, everything sounding good. VOB 92.9 FM, Beijing, Rhythm and Rhyme. I want to know if when I enjoy Junior Monarch. I want to know how much when I enjoy Junior Monarch. I want to know if you love the results, if you're happy to read these results. I want to know if you are going Pickety Crop Finals this Friday and who are you supporting for Pickety Crop Finals this Friday. Everyone know me, I love Tia for this Friday, like Tia. I like Grateful Core. I like a Web Trinity. Them is the few youngsters. And I happy to see Sir Rule back in the finals, man. Extremely pleased to see young Sir Rule back in the finals. Ollie,
sir.
If you could cue up Circus by Tia, if we have it. 16 years old, and in the Pickety Crop Finals, she won Junior Monarch for the last 3 years. She won the Junior Calypso Monarch and then the Junior Soca Monarch 2 years in a row, so 3 crowns in 3 years. And then she decided not to enter anymore, you know, and go a step up. I just 16 years old, I think that's commendable. And she made it to the Pickety Crop Finals, her first try for the Pickety Crop Finals at 16 years old. So that's commendable. So salute to Tia. We can get a piece. They got Linsky on the inside. Linsky here for a couple of days from all the way from Atlanta. Linsky, song your voice quick.
Good evening.
Good. You ain't get to tech in the events yet?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, good. We can take a listen because you know you like music. You know you like the bashment, soca. Sorry. Not like love. You're correct. Yeah. I know you love music. Bashment, soca, social commentary. You know you just love all. You like lyrics bad.
Correct.
As you know, Tia, you know, come out from Canada. I'm doing some youth showcases and Tia was our headline at. You know, we just big up to Lisa Griffith and Alicia Payne Hurley. Alicia Hurley, a dance officer for the NCF, and Lisa's work, the front desk and person assistant to the CEO. They were my artistic directors. They were the persons dealing with everything, the business ways and the art, the training and the development, everything for the youth. So them doing all the hard work. And they all saw it fitting that we should carry Tia. And we should make Tia the headline at being she's 16 years and already have 2 or 3 hit songs that plays on every radio station, play all day, crop over there. And only 16, she was 15 and 14 at the time. We just saw it commendable that we should make she headline at. And it so happened that same time, maybe the game ready to come back, she get announced that she make it to the Pickety Crop Finals, which is quite commendable the Wednesday night. And that's the same Wednesday night we was gearing up to come back. So we can take a listen now to Tia at 16 years in Pickety Crop Finals with this one called Circus.
Phenomenons, or should I say monkeys handling gun? Cause when I observe my environment, they just having fun. No seriousness about this situation at hand. We behave me like if this thing is a costume band. Would it be yearwood, blackets or thorn that the people will see? Fighting, scratching, biting, tugging. secretary. We need accountability. It is a big circus. Undertaker smiling, putting sons in the ground. It's a Ferris wheel of violence going round and round. It is a big circus.
Salutes to Cheryl Griffith, all the way in Canada, Mark Hoyt in Canada. Salutes to Auntie Jenny in New York, locked on, big up on herself, love. Salutes to Joyanne, locked on as well. Salutes to Caroline, locked on. Carrie, congratulations on coming second, first thing into the soccer segment. And I love the song. The song lyrically strong, musically, the song is fantastic. You know what I mean? And yeah, I had to do nothing lewd or crude. I still did exceptionally well. So salutes to you. Salutes to you. I loving it. 16 years old Linksky. That was T Pickety Crop. Sorry, Pickety Crop finals. How you liking it?
To be honest with you, brother. Mm-hmm. Just give me goosebumps, the real thing.
And, here we're gonna write you something yourself too. 16 Genius. Years old, I wrote this song to yourself,
for
brother.
Real, for it, real, yeah. Like diction, the way it was orchestrated and everything, just clean and sweet. You see me?
Yeah, I love it. So, no, right? And 434-434-1790, you could call and let me know how you enjoyed Junior Monarch competition, how you enjoyed the results. You could call in and talk to me, 434-434-1790. Now, Linsky, seeing that you out now, you know, relocated. Noise. Watch the noise. Seeing that you relocated to you know Atlanta, America, mm-hmm. in the whole. When you hear music from the festival and you looking at it on IG and YouTube and thing, does it give you a different feeling? Do you see our culture and music different now, being that you're here 24/7?
Of course. To be honest with you, like I know that I'm more in that international market, and I'd be seeing a lot of different things happening.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
What a lot of Bajans don't know is that we's kind of like the capital of the Caribbean, or everybody's walking to Barbados. It's either Barbados, America, England, or Canada. You understand? So you see the rest of the Caribbean on the rest of the small islands,
mm-hmm.
the gem
mm-hmm.
is where everybody's be looking at. So you see this music here?
Mm-hmm.
I believe this is like we real roots and we culture. You see, it's amazing, Sluggy, that we got the youth so into it and keep that vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure we keep that vibe and we keep like bring more youths in and welcome them and get into schools and don't just wait around this time, you know, like do it every month, every 2 months,
mm-hmm.
you know, because exercises was make you strong.
Facts.
You see me? So
facts.
The exercise was make me strong, and facts. Only way we can be strong is if we keep pushing them and keep doing it. Make it a subject in school.
Facts.
You understand? It's culture.
Facts.
Yeah, man.
Facts. Do you also have a different appreciation for Caribbean culture on the whole? Because, you know, for me, I ain't spend as much time as you consistently. You know what I mean? Because you living out there for a while. So we go every year, no matter how long ago, going there for a month on vacation or even 2 months in the same thing as living there. True. You know what I mean? Because when it overseas, is the Caribbean, it feels so different.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
If when you hear a Trini speak or Jamaican speak or Grenadian speak.
Proud.
Yeah.
Bro, the main don't switch up the accent.
Yeah, see what I mean? Like, everybody's fever good with the culture.
Yeah.
But you yourself too, even though you're a Bajan or wherever you're from there, you still feel good, because when you hear it, you're like, yeah, that's a relief of hearing some Caribbean accent.
Well, from the last 2 years, to be honest with you, I started to learn that the Jamaican accent was like the real accent that still represent the Caribbean.
Right, that was them thing.
But no, like a lot of people actually getting to hear more Bajans and starting to look. Yeah, the Bajans, you know, like people like Bajans so unique in the accent. We're the only ones that speak this way, and to me, like people love to hear we speak, and they don't feel that we should ever lose that, yo.
that's quite interesting, because I find that too, that people be real proud of that accent.
Yeah.
People be real proud of their dialect. People be real proud of their twang and their culture, right? But we don't like it. For some reason,
I can
tell you something, bro. Even on this radio here,
mm-hmm.
people will call and complain
about how we speak and how we ain't speaking properly.
People is complaining for me about the way it's talk, though.
Yeah,
but all know in 2024 mm-hmm. on VOB, people complain for the way they speak, sitting there, this in the time and place. You know what I had to do? I ain't too saying I had to do an early catastrophe this. Like, I did what I had to do, right? I got a friend. So mm-hmm. happened I was lucky to got a friend mm-hmm. that studying a doctorate in linguistics.
All right.
So he's studying a doctorate in linguistics. That's language on a mm-hmm. deep level. Mm-hmm. And he had to come in and use his expertise mm-hmm. and use text and information and proof from his thesis doing his doctorate mm-hmm. to prove that English is a dialect within itself.
All right.
he had to prove that English is not superior to Bajan dialect. Mm-hmm. He had to use his doctorate. Boy, he had to bring a doctor on radio in real life, Linsky. And I mean 2 years with me this year.
You can ask.
I had to bring, his name is Vaughn Tatum.
Mm-hmm. I would love to have him.
He can't come out much more. He's working with me on the library too. He's saying myself and my nephew Danico, we went to work at the library through him. And he can come back. He got come back much more times mm-hmm. to keep speaking about culture and language. But imagine, right, that in 2024, people thought that English is the English language, the Queen's English, right?
Mm-hmm.
People thought that was a superior language. And people thought that Bajan dialect is an inferior language. People mm-hmm. said on the radio that they got to tell my players speak properly. So mm-hmm. people still thought in 2024
mm-hmm.
that speaking Bajan dialect is speaking in proper English.
Yeah.
He had to come and show what language means, which I thought Mm-hmm. This was my thinking, like, skin low. I thought that everybody know what language mean. Mm-hmm. So if you want to communicate, if you're hollering pam pam pung kong kong, right? I being serious. Mm-hmm. If all a pam pam kong kong kong, right? And Linsky myself, you already understand that to me. I want coconut bread, mm-hmm. right? And then Linsky come and get children. Then Linsky come and get grandchildren. Right. And then we say pam pam kong 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 means I want bread. You know, once we could communicate and understand it efficiently, mm-hmm. that becomes a language.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't got understand it or like it. Like somehow people thought on radio that them had to like it mm-hmm. for it to be a proper language or official language. He got to come and show that English is a dialect. English mm-hmm. is not like the standard language in the world. English is not Latin. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean? English is not first language. He got to come and show that English, if in itself, if you want to be technical, is a dialect of another language. He had to come mm-hmm. and show that, and he said Bajan dialect is indeed a language, and he had to explain what language is, mm-hmm. what language means, and how Bajan dialect became a language. Mm-hmm. And the people that called it on this radio station was old people. So even to say, well, it was young people that don't know better. Mm-hmm. These were old people that he had to explain what a language is, what communication is. To communicate, you don't have to go and speak.
And the thing about it is, like, and I guess you could testify, because I remember when I was in Canada and people hear me, like, where are you from? I tell them from Barbados. And the thing about it is, I just love your accent. Yeah. Like,
that would like, see
you, yeah. Like, when I have growing up in Barbados, I didn't really like Barbados that much. But you see, leaving Barbados mm-hmm. and seeing how much of a gem it is, like, people.
You understand when I ask the question now? Yeah. So you see, you're the young Zelensky. He's the young Zelensky. He's old enough to be me, your son. Like, he's 20, a yeah. little bit.
23.
No, but he's the youngster to yeah, be, you yeah, know yeah, what I mean? Yeah. Yeah. And you see that he get it.
Yeah.
But you see, he said, well, he had to go say to get it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But you know, you was always patriotic. You yeah. was, even before you ever, you was like Barbados. You know what I mean? Even yeah. your music, even when we used to be singing dance halls. Yeah. You didn't used to mock Jamaican, you used to say dance halls.
Couldn't get no bro. And that's why sound like that, me and Stuggy said, yo, delete that, bro.
Yeah, let's see always Beijing.
Yeah.
What, and outside met that stronger. But coming up, Linsky, what were you? Because what Lou did saying, like, he didn't like Barbados that much. Mm-hmm. I'm sure a lot of youngsters could attest to that, and that's because of how we raised, that because we suffer from cultural imperialism, other cultures to dominate with culture. That is from we seeing TV, American TV and all that, but mm-hmm. things look better than ours. So I know how the influence can, because it influenced me too. But mm-hmm. you yourself, even younger than I am, but it never affected you.
Nah.
How you escape that? Because that is so brave, because mm-hmm. you know doing mocking the Jamaicans or trainees, you know, mm-hmm. in Calypso, Soca, or double dance hall, mm-hmm. mocking them with the gear easier forward. But that was never you.
No.
Where that come from? Where that mindset come from? Your mother, your father, primary school, secondary school? Like, you know what I mean, Lou? Like, where that bravery, yeah. like, where that what, bravery come from, B? Mm-hmm.
What each man need to understand is that each person is unique.
Mm.
Each one is unique. Yeah. Like, can't be you, brother. Mm-hmm. You can't be me.
Yeah,
twins can't even be alike.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So each one is unique. So be yourself. That's why I like people to be yourself, bro.
Mm-hmm.
That is the most powerful thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
Do what you like. Mind your business doing it too. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
No, that's real talk.
For real, mind your business and focus on the cards that is dealt to you.
Yeah,
that is just like in the Bible. There's gifts that was given to people, and people had six, people had three, people had two.
And that's really
no. And men that had two felt like, yo, he had more than me. And yeah. bury them. Yeah. No, grow up on them.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? A man wants tell me, brother man. A man mm-hmm. wants tell me, right? There's two wolves in your backyard,
mm-hmm.
positive and a negative wolf. You might still be an era. Which wolf you think is the most strongest? I tell him, my God, be the negative. You might still be called you feeding the negative. Come on for that, bro. Positive energy is everything I learned in life. Positive energy is all I got, and that is what I came to share to the world, brother. You see me?
That one, when you started, hey, it was like a nice, but then as soon as you went in, we're like, shh, this was deep.
Deep. Because you know, you would think that, you would think, Razor ears?
No.
Well, you would think that the bad wolf. Mm-hmm. You would think the bad wolf, you know, when that cruel, because you're going to bite you up and eat up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the man said, no, that because you're feeding that one. So only obviously you're starving the white wolf.
Yeah.
Or you're starving the green wolf, whatever color mm-hmm. it is, the gray wolf. If you're starving mm-hmm. the positive wolf, you're going to obviously be weak and hungry and feeble. No, that powerful. Where this thinking come from, talking to oldsters, talking to old Rastaman when you're younger, talking to the elders on the block. Where this mindset come from?
Like, just asking questions is coming up as a youngster and listening to people talk to. Sometimes, you know, they talking to me, but and listening and they understand, they work and understand. And that's back from being like, from me too, like being like, yo, what am I really talking about? And they put two and two together sometimes. And even right now, I'm still working with it because they always see it.
Yeah,
my viewpoint, like, every man should got a viewpoint something too.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah. No, that's facts. That's facts. 434-1790 again. Congratulations to all the juniors out there. Bit placing third in the junior Calypso Monarch. Second was King K. And first was Sakara. God salute King K. We love King K.
Yourself, King K.
And King K is a hard worker.
Yeah,
he just start.
I know he mean level, but he means server help.
I remember King K through you.
Through you, right.
For
me, right.
Yeah, I mean King K through you. When I meet him, I didn't know he mother all his life. You know what I mean? Yeah. But I didn't even know she had a little man. I just sing her name. And when I meet this little man, you the write your song.
Yeah,
he's gonna write your first. That gotta be his first. It gotta be in the top two songs because that about 3 years ago. More than that?
Yeah.
He's 12 now.
Right, that about 5 years ago.
No. Yeah. So that when King K first, that ain't even the King K people know yet.
Right, he was performing at Box Score that time.
Yes, yeah, Vauxhall Primary School, which later get renamed Shirley Chisholm.
Okay.
Yeah, Shirley Chisholm. But at that time, Linsky, phone call the problem. We can take the call in a minute. At that time, Linsky, right? When you're working with King K, because remember you tell me about it.
Yeah.
And you used to work with not people, me, my youngsters, King K, everybody. But what about King K at that time? Like, you all a man slugging you.
Nah,
I see this little man here, boy.
Yeah. That's exactly what he tell you. I see that he would have been a good artist, but he was a little shy and all that, but he'd love doing it. And when I tell you, go and learn this here and sing this over and over and over and over and over. You know, at times his mom will send me videos and man singing.
He's a hard worker.
Over and over.
I remember.
So you know that he was ready, you know what I mean? It's still glad that he stick with it and he's doing real good. That's awesome, man.
Listen, right? From them things that happen with me and you organically, behind the scenes, things that you really didn't know about to know.
Yeah.
Right? Let me say that you could take a gamble on the youth boy.
Yeah, man.
Linsky, like King K didn't ever win that time. He didn't ever win. And shout outs to Miss Caroline, who for Sam on the outside locked on. She's a teacher at Shirley Chisholm. She's who was dealing with the competition at the time as well. And so salutes to you, Queen. Naf love, you know that. At the time, he didn't win. But still, you had that. You're like, this little man, bad boy.
Yeah,
what made you say about? Listen, although you know him at this time, slugging this little man real hard.
Man, even though he don't win, it might always to me he win because he did really
yeah,
better.
Yeah,
space of time that we take to learn the song and for he to get on the
that
stage.
That was amazing. Like, that would tell me
a time. How quick? Like, nah, he
would
go natural.
We would tell me how quick he to learn the song, right? How quick he to learn it? Yeah. We got a caller. Sorry to be rude. 434-1790. Keep the calls coming. Want to hear if you're going to Pick the Crop, who you're supporting at Pick the Crop. If you love the Junior Monarch, you love the results, talk to me. Bader the man, your boy Uncle Sluggy, my brethren Linsky, and my co-host Lou the Bajan. Talk to me.
Hello, good night, Sluggy Dan. This is Sugar. I love you, Junior Monarch.
You listen?
But my favorite.
You got to listen? You got to listen to it on the YouTube or anywhere? You listen to Junior Monarch?
I listen for you, really.
Good.
But my favorite two people, because I don't know much about this clip, so I think, but from my heart, I love Junior Mother, and I love Jamaica, and I love Classic. Nice. I love them too, so don't touch it. I love that song.
Nice.
I love it to the bone. So when I left these panels, when I left there, yeah, I want to say, that is my two main song. Goodbye. Love you too,
Digga. Bigga, everybody in St. Andrew, you know, my people's in St. Andrew always locked on, and they got salute. My people in Beard, St. George always locked on at Gore Hill. You know, salutes to everybody. My people in Addisfield too that don't ever start tuning in. Shout outs to my neighbor in Rosemont and Black Rock that always locked on. Uncle, big up yourself. Shout outs to Bunny, locked on. Bunny, when they come home, make sure that shopping shut because you want two cold drinks. Salutes to you. 434-1790. Keep the calls calling. Thank you very much for calling in. Digger, Sissy Love Classic. And who's the next body? I can't remember who the next body, but Sissy Love. Mm-hmm. She Love Classic. It'd be amazing when you see people like Classic still got fans loyal. Mm-hmm. Like after singing for 37 years and you still got loyal fans, that gotta be a real blessing.
These people grew up with him.
Yeah. Basically people grew up with him, basically. All you want to pull up links, get you, let's give it so we can hear from you first.
You can do Sweet Man, Sweeten.
Sweeten?
Yeah.
No, you write this in America or in Barbados?
In America.
Well, so the vibe was different at the time.
Yeah, the vibe is more on the close to that bouillon and then
and like that bouillon is like what, St. Lucia's, Dominica, Guadeloupe.
Them small islands.
So yeah.
The problem with that is that them don't believe it's soca because it's a French kind of like that Creole kind of
vibe. The islands itself.
The islands don't believe it's soca, you know, but right now the vibe is
and it's Korean music. And it's Korean music. If they don't call it soca, we invest. Cause Caribbean music still. Mm-hmm. But I bet outside them all listen to it the same way. Them is lump all the same way outside.
Yeah.
So let me take a listen to it all the come back and speak about it.
Yo, baby, too sweet. Yeah. Baby, too sweet. Finger licking when I dipping, I'm not tripping when I'm sticking, baby. She sweet. One size make me rise when I open up my prize, baby. She sweet. Yo.
Sugar pan and time ring ball. Yeah, you're sweeter than the sugar, cause you're sweet to all.
Finger licking when I dipping, I'm not tripping when I'm sticking, baby. She sweet. Fun size make me rise when I open up my prize, baby. She sweet. Yo! When I'm sticking, baby, she sweet. One size make me rise when I open up my prize, baby. She sweet. Yo, she sweet like mango, she sweet. Pina colada, she sweet. You are tutti frutti, she sweet. Girl, come put it on, soak it, baby.
Let's get raw, boss. At my birthday, shut up.
When you're dipping, I'm not tripping. When I'm sticking, baby, she sweet. Fun size make me rise when I open up my prize. Really, she sweet. Yo,
she's sweet.
Yeah. Sorry, I was enjoying music a bit much loose. Did you say you call it bouillon?
Bouillon, yeah.
Who produces one?
So that's a producer name. Chrome Productions.
Are you from St. Lucia?
Yeah.
Oh, so you ain't get the real thing, the authentic thing. Yeah. Let me tell you, if they don't call that soca,
yeah.
Let me tell you, and I will feel it pure walking up.
So that is Denery and Bouillon.
Denery and Bouillon. Yeah, that's nice. Nice, which originated in St. Lucia.
Yeah,
we got a call, Ollie. 434-1790. I got Linsky on the outside. He know give me saying sweet some Denery. He just told me and Bouillon, and it was produced by
Chrome Productions.
Chrome, you know we got to give producers and love.
Yeah, big up.
Big up Chrome on the outside. Anybody from St. Lucia?
Yeah, represent.
When you could go and check out Chrome, represent. Good evening. Welcome to BJ Ready My Rhyme.
Hi, good evening. How are you?
I'm okay.
Good. I want to say goodnight to you, the host, and your guest.
Yes, please.
Yeah, a couple of things I want to pick up on. Firstly, and this is a bit of a correction. I think you should stop referring to islands in the Caribbean as small islands.
Yeah, man. I apologize. Yeah, that's a topic. I apologize.
And secondly, because, you know, some of these islands are bigger than Barbados, right?
Yeah.
Good. Right. Yeah. Secondly, it is not correct to say that they don't like soca music in the island. Both Dominica.
The boys is No, 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 no,
soca in his island.
That's not true. No one said that. He said that the music that's Denery and Bouillon, they don't consider it soca.
They don't consider Bouillon to be soca.
Right, not that they don't like soca. They love soca. He said they don't consider Bouillon soca as soca.
Yeah.
Well, it's a type of soca. The same way you have Bashment soca.
Yeah.
Denry segment, which is what it's called, is a type of soca music. All
right. Where you originate from, sir?
And then.
Where you from?
Say that again.
You born in Barbados. Where you from?
No, I'm not. I'm not born in Barbados. I'm from the Caribbean, but I'm born in St. Lucia.
Okay, nice. Yeah.
Nice.
And Bouillon music is from Dominica, yeah.
Dominica is correct.
All right, man, have a good show.
Yeah, thanks, boss.
Thanks a lot, buddy. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, that topic he just said, small islands, that's an American thing, you know? That you know me, but
we small.
I
don't see a problem. I can't call Barbados a large island. We don't have to say 6 square miles. If it's small, it's small.
Maybe
people say small, he might mean mentality, but. He might mean people say don't call us.
We are small people.
Right, correct. That would be and people say don't call us small because that'd be the mentality. You know what I mean?
That's another big topic.
But when it's a small, it just means they don't mean mentality at all. Because if anybody know me, don't think that Americans that are smart at all.
Well, so you know that.
And I think we in the Caribbean extremely intelligent because we had no choice but to. Yeah. So when it's a small, it just means
if I could give my perspective on it, I see it as small island, big people, big culture. We may be small in size, but our culture and thing extend across the world. That's how I see it. Small island, big people, big culture.
That way it is. No, it's small size, but you understand what he says.
I understand where the man coming from. We're talking about the physical size of the island. Because honestly, when you go to like these places in America, you can be driving for like 10 hours straight and you don't make a turn in some of these places.
You know what's funny too? Some people from the Caribbean islands like to say that they're from the Caribbean. Like, you know, like me and I feel good to say from Barbados.
Yes,
people
sure.
People just don't want to say what country they're from. They don't know why. Like, just know he didn't want to say where he's from.
Yeah.
He just didn't want to say where he's from, you know. And said he from the Caribbean, but he born in St. Lucia.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he born in Barbados and he from Barbados.
Right.
Like there's nothing that feedback to me.
But
people are different. 434-1790. He said Bouillon is a form of soca.
Just like
Jab
Jab.
Yeah,
correct.
And if I could say, in terms of being proud of Barbados, like as I did mention earlier, that I at first I didn't like being from Barbados or whatever. So, but after I left Barbados and came back, I remember the first time I come back on, I was in a van and they was listening to, I remember this story. It went in a van, the conductor, we had some tourists and he was telling her, ask if you could get a banana because she had late fruits in her hand again. And I remember having the biggest smile on my face because I have not heard that raw, authentic Beijing experience in a Zeller van, hearing the accent and stuff just for a banana. It was like, for me, what really set into stone my love for this country was on November 30th, 2021, when we became a republic. And I remember, for me, I always looked up to Rihanna because Rihanna was the one person that put Barbados on the map. We was literally invisible to the world in most places, and she put Barbados on the map, and she was just so authentically Beijing. And seeing her become a national hero and say she Beijing to the bone, like this woman I've always respected, from that moment, I became a true believer in Barbados. So much so, I call myself Lou the Beijing, because I believe I go in great places. Yeah, I want wherever I go, I am associated with this island, because I am proud to be Beijing to the bone. So
So yeah, Sluggy, that's my perspective of the young people. Yeah.
If it's if it's a certain age when it comes, if it's a certain age when it comes to bigging up Barbados, Rihanna's all, you know. So yeah. Like for me, for me, the Cigarfi Sobers,
correct.
You know, coming up and hearing about Cigarfi Sobers, you know what I mean? And Cigarfi Sobers is considered the greatest cricketer that ever lived.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
man, still living.
Yeah, and he's still living in cricket. It's such a youth sport. Cricket is played in India. India got over a billion people. So for me, not playing Barrett playing Matt was Cigarfi Sobers.
But you would know
sure.
better than me, Sluggy. Like, I was talking to like some older folks that also in the music industry, and they may always used to tell me like Barbados always had the most bands.
Yeah.
In the Caribbean. So we go and play cruise ships and all that. So we was always big on music. We was always
One time in Barbados, we did a show on this same radio station, basically been writing about bands, have so many different people calling and Greg G and all kind of people. I mean, sorry, George Straker, sorry, and different people George calling Straker. And calling even before Mark Williams died. Mark Williams calling. Tell us that every community had a band. So Black Rock we got bands. Shop Hill and Addis Heath we got their own bands. Jackson we got their own bands. You know what I mean?
And like most of these bands used to be doing a lot of touring. It used to be like a big scene.
Mm. He said they had 110 bands. Yeah. The lawyer Michael Ashley, Honorable Michael Ashley, King's Counsel.
Yeah.
Called me to his office already and showed me your old newspaper clippings with all the bands that listed. The 110 bands that Barbados had. You know, it was the Mecca Light Music. Another call, Ollie. 434-1790. Welcome to Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme. Keep the calls coming. Talk to me, your boy Uncle Sluggy.
Peace be on to each and everyone.
Yes, please.
Yeah, good evening.
I listen every Saturday. I am in Barbados, but not in Barbados right now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes it hurt me when I hear when people know that I'm a Barbadian and they approach me, they always that we call people smaller than I tell them, I am my 16. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember hearing me saying people calling the other islands small islands, the lower islands, cause. But it is really hurt at times. Like where the guy that you were speaking to just now, as you said, you didn't want to stay away from. But I am a very pro Beijing. I walk my flag, and I went to a function where I was on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
A bishop was ordained.
Mm-hmm.
And I made sure that I had my flag, my Beijing flag.
You know, she Beijing to the bone.
the other thing is that Rihanna did not put us on the map. We had a lot of people that we checked, but you know, so you must check history and see that there was a lot of people that made us proud. Cause even the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody, the whole world is watching the Olympics, and we had people before we ended up at the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm proud that what she did for us. But as you were saying just now, Cigarfi Sobers.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And cricket people watch and listen to cricket all over the world.
Correct.
But we made history before Rihanna time.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people knew about this, and we was one of the guiding light where tourism is concerned in Caribbean.
Yeah, Barbados, one thing movies, galore is the one come here. There the volleys come and shoot here. The beautiful come and shoot here already. Bonneville was the biggest
Harry
king
Belafonte.
On TV. Harry Belafonte.
Harry Belafonte, Anyhow, I live in Los Angeles. Saturday evening and I enjoy keep the good work up.
Thank you, where you calling from? Where you calling from, man?
I'm calling from Dominica.
Oh, nice.
And as the gentleman said, is Dominica Music.
Yes, correct. Thanks for calling in, man. And it feel good to know you listen every Saturday all the way in.
Keep repping after.
Yes, salute to the Godfather, Ronnie. Enough love. At times, and it feel good to know that you're in Dominica, but you're still tuning every single Saturday.
That's nice.
You bless my heart, man. You bless my heart.
I like when people still moving with the flags, too. You know, you see more. You don't see a lot of Beijing moving with the flags. You see more Trinidad and Jamaica.
Trinidad and Jamaica. Man, even wear the shirt. Man, like to wear a shirt with the country colors.
But look at it now. Look at Instagram now, right? You're getting more Americans now. Because the roots is Beijing. They repping the flags more serious now.
Yeah.
Yeah, check it out.
It's people like
there'd be two different perspectives. When people are Belgian but don't born here, let me see barbers real different.
Real different.
People that are Barbadian, let me say like my family. Like all my family know, like most of my family know born in Canada. But obviously then Belgians, if it's a Belgian, then my full family. So them parents, all both of their parents is Belgian, not even half and half. Both of their parents is Belgian, you know, but they're over there, they're born over there. But them is speak Belgian, like me and like you and I, although they're born in Canada, never live in Barbados. But obviously they speak Belgian because of the parents come out every year. But them see Barbados so different. Like them will come here, right? And I ain't too saying that. We met my cousin, Fika, and salute to the X-Stream, Locked On Arno, DJ X-Stream. He would come Barbados, right, Lou? And walk the road with a beer. And something so simple.
Yeah.
He said, man, he feels so good. He said that he can't be. He said he can't walk the road.
You can't do that. That's
it's illegal to walk with a beer. Imagine like a Friday night, the whole Friday hot. You work hard. And you know, you want a cool beer. It ain't gonna be whatever brand. I'm giving the brands no forward. You know what I mean? But whatever brand beer, Linsky. He said he can't do that one.
Nah.
Yeah,
yeah, you know, like so it may explain that to me. You know, he said, like, I don't see no way they will see barbers different.
Yeah.
Like, because things that we take for granted. Like, he said, like, walking 10 minutes, no matter where you live, or 50 minutes, no matter where you live, unless you live in St. George. And even if you live in St. George, you just got to go through your Baton Rouge Christ Church. Or you got to go through Baton Rouge St. Philip. You know what I mean? So St. George that big. You get me? So a beach is 50 minutes away from everybody. You could live in St. Lucie. Everybody don't care really if the beach is 15 or 20 minutes away.
Correct.
Yep. He says so simple like that, and the water clean. Yeah. And you could drink a mouthful and purge yourself. Yeah. A mouthful is give a natural purge. You know what I mean? And that all that free.
And the white sandy beaches, people don't understand how
rich. But free.
Free. Yes. Every beach is anytime, free. No private beach in Barbados.
You know what I mean? And you could walk the road. You could go to the gas station. Buy a spare frame gas station in Black Rock. Walk across the mirror with a bear in your hand and show the police.
Yeah.
It's real thing. He said that alone was meant he won't come home every year.
Yeah, man.
Just because he can't.
That's the freedom. You know, that's the way you could just relax.
They're different.
Yeah, man.
434-1790. Or you pull up another Linsky tune.
Tell you it's 27 minutes after 7.
Now, you tell me ready? Well, let me take the call quick.
We're wrapping up at 25 minutes before 8. So you've love got it. 8 minutes left. You want to take
love
the call
it.
Then?
Yes, please. Love it. Thanks for your extra 5 minutes, too. I appreciate that. Good evening. Welcome to Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme Time Flying. We got my boy Linsky, and of course.
Good evening to everybody.
Yes, please. Yes, please. Yes.
Who is speaking? Ready, Monarch?
Tia.
Ah?
Tia.
Who?
Tia. Shantia Allen Clark.
Listen, the night you would know, because everybody.
So, what you ask me?
So, who you feel, me?
Who you feel, me?
But it ain't a matter of feeling. It's better to do the presentation and sing the that's song. Then you will determine from
that. No. She don't ask me saying, you listen, let me tell you what I'm saying on radio. No. Do not ask me nothing that you can't ask me about. Want to know how?
I want to hear
who you feel giving.
One of my favorites is Biggie with QEH, called it is true. Nice. Yeah, but it ain't a guarantee that he could hold the top position. Yeah, but I know that I like Eric's song, but Eric can't get up there neither, right? So
I let you buy.
So we go wait and see what can happen. I like real bad. I like positive values, and I like my girlfriend's song.
Who sing positive values?
Huh?
Who sing positive values?
I can't. As a girl, as a woman.
She in finals? Yeah? She in finals?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know who I like? I like Lady Virtue.
Yes.
With Barbados, I cry.
That a big tune.
I my heart hurt me when my boy ain't getting. You know who he is?
No.
Classic. I don't understand what happened that he ain't getting.
Classic ain't getting.
No.
You lie.
Well, I can't understand what happened. I can't understand what happened.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't like the girl too. I don't like the girl. and I didn't like the girl that sing labels. But I know it's what happened. But it's to do with diction and the rendition and the lyrics and all sorts of things. So you don't know what went wrong.
But how many people can get in though? Everybody can get in.
Everybody can get in, yeah. But I don't know. But listen, you see what happened is the king, the monarch, Adrian Clarke coming behind.
Adrian coming after Ian is a catastrophe.
He got to be careful.
But
right?
Ian's got ETL all the time.
Adrian, putting your best foot forward and hit me for six.
You know, like when Plastic Bay used to enter competitions, Bay got a real, real off night. And even if Bay got a little off night, he still win. Like right now in these times here, especially with the art form going through a rejuvenation, because the youngsters now come in, a lot of the old boys ain't really making it. So like we're in the middle, because we been old yet.
If you listen to the young people, right? The young people studying a lot of music and thing, you know. Yeah? And they're writing the songs and different things like that, and you know, and they're really putting the lyrics together.
So you got Big Avery, or who else do you say the name? Who are the two names they call Big Avery?
I got Big Avery to win. Big Avery can win. He might come up in the first four or five.
So you got Avery to win? You feel Avery can win back?
It could be a possibility because he's a smart fella. Because he just got something and he bags.
So you're telling me, I think I got Tay to win or Avery? Shanti, Ali, Clara, or Aweb to win. I would love Trinity to do well as well, because I'm a huge Trinity Clark fan still.
I don't think Trinity could win. She can't beat Aweb, one thing.
Who can beat Aweb?
Trinity can't beat Aweb.
I don't have Trinity to beat Aweb.
Okay. Yeah,
I tell you, have Tay to win or Aweb. Shanti, Arlene Clark or Aweb. I want Trinity Clark to do extremely well.
But the thing about it is, we go away and see, because the judge's decision is final.
So if you go away and see, will you ask me who you got to win then?
No. I don't want to know if you had the king, the monarch of last year to come back and hit it.
You can't start Aweb. Aweb, where you know Aweb's the new... I ever calling him the boss name.
But he's a trickster. Yeah, see, last time, man, it hurt my heart. When he come up there and he sing, man, he put some lashes in Adrian. But Adrian didn't look for that. But he left enough smoke behind.
Tail, man.
Behind there. And Adrian go, make sure that he don't tumble down.
I web and Shanti, Allen Clark, Friday night. Grateful Core is going to do well as well. Look for Grateful Core, Aweb, and Shanti Allen Clark in the top three. Big up Crystal Cummings Beckles and all the stalwarts. You know, Kid Sight is my brethren right through. Yeah. Right through. But of course, you know, I love the youngsters. Anyhow, we got two more minutes. So
anyway, you kick good. I'll play
thank
to
you
me.
Very much.
I'll play Julie song.
No problem. 434-178. Thanks for all the calls. Beer Jam, Rhythm My Rhyme. Let's see what song we can end with. End the show, babe.
To be honest, Mike. To be honest, you think that tune was the best tune for this one? Yeah, the
tune is like more hard part. So you want them? You want them?
It don't matter. We're like just hit another social commentary. Man, saying
that. Let me see. I can tell what we can end with, Ollie. Here we're going. We can end with Village Ram. But
right.
You don't hear Village Ram yet.
I can hear it.
We can end with Village Ram. Late ski. Show to who you want. Show to you here for how much more days?
I'm here for a long time.
You going to performances?
Yeah, yeah.
Tuesday?
Yeah,
Tuesday. Tell them where you're performing Tuesday quick, man.
Yeah, so tomorrow night, you know, it's Passion Vibes.
Tomorrow night or Tuesday?
What tomorrow night is?
Tomorrow night is
Saturday.
Today's Saturday, big man.
Let me tell you more, this traveling too easy.
So Tuesday, listen out. So we're doing Passionate Vibes.
Yeah.
Passion Vibes.
Uh-huh.
This thing called Road ready, 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. The venue is Angie's Nest.
Now we're talking about
Road Ready. You know what there?
Yeah.
You go can be there, big boy. You go
can Angie's Nest.
Yeah.
Good. That we talking about. Hey, record. Let me get him one.
Yeah.
Hey, record. Let me get him one.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Listen, Vibes In Tuesday by Passion Vibes. This week theme is Road Ready. Time 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. and the venue is Angie's Nest and Cozy Bar, Lower Burnley, St. Michael, Lower Burnley, short there. You know, yeah. Short there, wrong higher horse,
right?
Yeah, you can't miss it. Lower Burnley, St. Michael, 4-day t-shirt packages still available for only $120. Listen to me. $120 t-shirt packages available. The venue, Angie Ness and Cozy Bar, Lower Burnley, St. Michael. Time, 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. And this team name, Road Ready. Call me Road Ready. Vibes in Tuesday by Passion. Vibes, and we outside. Ollie, thank you so much for coming through today. Bigger yourself, bigger everyone. But outside, lot of time, we coming at the Road Tuesday. We coming at the Road Tuesday. We outside. That. 92.9, I love Wanna. Thank you so much for putting up with me. Thank you so much for accommodating me. And thank you so much for enjoying the show. We getting calls from people all on the outside loop saying that listen every Saturday. So that means all the Saturdays that you're on, holding it down. These people are listening to you. It's such a beautiful thing where I can share a platform with my peoples. You know what I mean? My friends. Yeah. And there's a youngster here that they're mentoring and bringing in. You know what I mean? Tell the man, come and get a piece of hosting, see what it like. Mm-hmm. And you absolutely love it. And people on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Complimenting you on it. They say, man, get this get this youngster off the radio.
Stucky
on one here. They don't take things for granted here.
I
ever tell you, don't teach because the world is very cruel.
Yes, I am.
And we got people saying the opposite. Loving it, enjoying it.
Yeah.
Man, all I can end the show with is thank you, Barbados. You know what I mean? Everybody been outside, they ain't got no complaints. No matter how rough life get. I can't complain, Linsky, you know what I mean? When people call in and telling these beautiful things live and like stories, and then it got me friend like you, my buddy that could hear it yourself.
That
you don't go, I feel it just gaffing, not that you can dope me, but when you hear the love for yourself, and not just from him out, from them out.
Yeah.
You know, complaints, man, you know what I mean? Like, real thing. Crop over 2024, though. Crop over 2024, and make sure Linsky tell them the name of the one that we play today that people like about that sweet bouillon one.
Wait, so that one name, She Sweetened.
She Sweetened.
Baby, baby, too sweet, too sweet.
Denery,
you remember that old song? Baby, too sweet, too sweet. When you do not hear me calling, bumsy rolling, bumsy rolling, bumsy rolling, bumsy rolling. Bumsy rolling.
That old time vibe. I like that. Then for me, feeling sad and break down. VOB 92.9 FM. This is your boy Uncle Sluggy. We can end with Village Ram by A-Web. Ollie, thank you so much for accommodating me. Your boy Uncle Sluggy, and I'm out.